Within the span of one short week, there took place two of the most famous feet washing in history. On a Saturday before our Lord's crucifixion, a penitent Mary anointed the feet of Jesus with a sweet spikenard. On a Thursday, 5 days later, Jesus washed the disciples' feet. The first part of Jesus' ministry was with those who received him not, but here, in the closing moments, would be with those who received him, whom he would love until the end. The hour of departure is always an hour of much affections and much tears. When the husband leaves the wife for a long journey, there are more tender acts of devotion shown amongst them in the presence of the home. Often our Lord had addressed his apostles with words such as, "My brethren," "My sheep," "My friend," or "Mine." But in this hour, he calls them his own. He was about to leave this world, but his apostles were to stay in it to preach his gospel and establish his church. The closer he got to the cross, the more his disciples quarreled among themselves. The Bible says that there was strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And when Jesus knew of this, he said, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, but you shall not be so. He that is greatest among you, let him be as the youngest, and he that is chief as he that doeth serve." At the very hour when he would leave this memorial of his love, when his tender heart was pierced by the betrayal of Judas, these men were arguing about who would be the greatest in the kingdom. Their ambitions blinded them to the lessons that he was about to teach them about humility. Jesus admitted that in a certain sense, his apostles were kings, but theirs was to be a nobility of humility, the greatest becoming the least. To drive this lesson home, he reminded them of the position that he occupied among them as master and lord of the table. Many times he told them that he came not to be served, but to serve. And particularly their guilt was the reason he became the suffering servant foretold by Isaiah. John chapter 13 and verse 4 tells us that he raised from supper and lay aside his garments and took the towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water in a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherein he was girded. And after he had washed their feet and took his garment and sat down again, he said unto them, "Do you know what I've done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, because I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet, because I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. The servant is no greater than his master, neither is he that sent greater than he that sends him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them." There are some congregations who still participate in foot washing. They got the notion that they should do this from the words of the Master in John the 13th chapter, where Jesus said, "I give you an example that you should do as I have done to you. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them." I applaud those congregations who continue in these words of the Master. And then there are congregations who do not participate in this. I'm not saying they're wrong, but I'm just wondering what scripture do they have that gives them the notion that they should no longer do this. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.